Thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about providing childcare centres in providing childcare services in a time of COVID-19. Joining us on the line now, we have Nur Shahiza Muhammad, who is the founder of Blooming Tots House, which is a childcare centre in Shah Alam. Shahiza, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, I'm wondering if most childcare centres have managed to survive this MCO period, what has been the situation with most childcare centres now that you've observed?
Hello, hi. Yes,
we can hear you.
Yes, so what is the current situation? I mean, have you noticed that childcare centres have managed to survive the MCO period?
For us, the operators, yeah, there's a lot of new territory, unprecedented areas that we're in now. You know, we're not sure of a lot of things, but it is very exciting actually to actually enter this new challenge.
What has been the biggest challenge in reopening?
The biggest challenge, I think, is to make sure that our students, our kids, are really, really, they're safe. Every time they enter our premises, we have to make sure that we follow the SOP that's been given to us by the government. And it's very comprehensive, the SOP. So it's really, really something that you have to make sure that, you know, the things that the kids have to go through, you know, it's really, first of all, they've been away from school for 6 weeks. So it's like, you know, when you come back from a holiday, you're having some sort of, a relaxed mood. You don't want to come to school and all that. So you a lot of time when they come back from holiday, they need to be cuddled most of the time. So,
right.
You know.
So they want to show affection and all that.
Yeah, so you know we cannot actually practice that with them at the moment.
Okay.
So we have to make it. We have to be a bit more creative on our side.
Well, Shahiza, like, we're seeing video footage of children wearing hula hoops and using toys to touch each other as opposed to physically hugging or playing with each other.
Yeah,
that's been a new re-education for children in practicing social safe distancing. Yes.
Yes, because, you know, we have to make sure they understand. I mean, most of them understand that, you know, you cannot be able to be with your friends. You cannot be whispering to your friends and all that. So you have to use whatever tools that we have around the center that they're familiar with, like the hula hoops that you see, and those, you know, to actually be in touch with each other socially, you know, and most of them are together for many, many years. So these are some of the steps that we take.
Right. Sorry if I could interrupt you for a minute. Have you found any parents expressing concerns about returning to school? I mean, they might be under pressure themselves, to bring their kids to school so they can go back to work. But have you had any significant level of people pulling their kids out of school, stopping the engagement because they are fearful of the possibility of infection?
Yes, that one, yes, we do have. Of course, I'm a parent myself, so I am very concerned, you know, if I'm going to let my child go out to school, because, you know, it's one of the things that we cannot do is go to a mass place, you know. So we have a few parents that are very concerned about this, most of them, but we are very we're very transparent with the in communicating with our parents. We're very sound. We have nothing to hide and we don't cut corners.
Well, I want to ask you about the cost of implementing all these SOPs. It means more space. It probably means that you can't have as many children in the same facilities that you once did. So the capacity to perhaps accept new enrollment, what is the stand on that? And how are we going to deal with the increasing cost of running a childcare centre?
That is definitely a challenge. You know, because we have a significant number of parents that pull out because of the concern, and because everybody is also facing their own challenges, right? Especially financially. But, you know, life must go on. And parents need to go to work, and we need to provide them with, because we're in the service industry. So, you know, this is a hard time, but we are very blessed that we have a group of parents, and also my team is, you know, we the whole idea is to actually, you know, have the hashtag say, kita jaga kita, you know. So we you know, we are in this together.
Have you found it necessary to reach out to either your elected representative or through your association to government to lobby for support for your for the industry? Do you think government could be doing much more for childcare centres and service providers like yourself?
In my personal opinion, there is a lot more areas that we can explore together. I believe what the government is doing is actually, hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
I am breaking up there. Okay, I personally believe that they've given us quite a comprehensive SOP to follow. And, of course, they have all those initiatives from the government, you know, they help us as small businesses and all that. I think that really helps. Okay. So, you know, everybody is embracing this new normal, and you know, I think we can do this together, and there's a lot more to explore and together, you know.
Well, Shahiza, a little bit earlier we spoke to Anne Sivanathan, and she mentioned that, you know, there's a heavy burden placed on childcare providers, especially the minders, the teachers. They're going to need a lot of training and a lot of support. Have you had to retrain your staff? Have you had to have that conversation with your staff in how they are going to help observe all these SOPs?
Yes, we do. Okay, when the government announced that the MCO has been lifted and you have the restricted movement, right? So, of course, then we need to think about how to go about in this new environment. So we took some time to actually ready the school. And I think with the staff and all that, it's more than a week with the SOP alongside with that. There's a lot of try and error on our side to make sure that our school is very, very safe and all that. And I'm, you know, we're very confident now that our kids are safe. Inshallah, when they come in, we have already, if you see the little video that we made, you know, we show that to the parents. We tell the parents that, okay, this is how it's going to happen. And then we give all the steps and all that, you know. Right. A lot of training, yes. A lot of new things to be considered as well.
Thank you so much, Shahiza, for speaking with us tonight. That's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.